This is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Crawford!
So, welcome to another episode here at Celebrity Authority Show, and we have here Nada Malik. Hey, Nada, thank you so much for joining us here on the show.
Thanks.
Hey, you've got a big mission in the world. You got a big mission, so tell us more about who you are and what you do.
Okay, so I've been in the health industry now as a professional for the last 20 years. And I've gotten really good at turning people's lives around in terms of not just looking after one aspect of the health, but like an organic sort of holistic approach.
Great. And your background as a dentist has actually really not only given you a great base, but also now, you know, understanding this whole holistic area of well-being. Is that right?
Yeah. So traditionally people, you know, see a dentist and they just, you know, they only want their teeth cleaned. But I've always had a passion, a genuine interest in looking at, well, what other aspects of their health is really important. So, you know, as an example, you know, someone may be drinking a stack load of Coke, and, you know, we all say, well, Coke is bad, but if they've got some underlying issues as far as, you know, energy depletion, then you can't tell them to give up their Coke until you restore their energy. Yeah.
Great. So. Well, I do like Coke. And what would you say would be one of the greatest ways to restore my energy on, and other people out there that do like, let's say, soft drinks?
Yeah.
How can we restore our energy?
Well, you've just got to identify what the underlying causes are for their low levels of fatigue and energy. And sometimes it's looking at just replenishing their vitamins or minerals. They could be sleeping very poorly, and that's impacting on their energy. So there's a lot of other health implications as well with that.
But what about someone like me, right, who I actually don't necessarily have Coke to boost my energy. I have it because it tastes good.
Yeah.
Well, what are some elements that you could help people like me to sort of know that I shouldn't be eating this burger or I shouldn't be drinking this bottle of Coke, but maybe I, but I still do.
Yeah.
So how can you help these people to say, hey, look, it actually isn't good for you and it will affect you long term?
Yeah.
Is that right or?
True. Look, the way I see it is I want to be personally like an embodiment of what health should be. Mm. So I try to practice what I preach. So one of the things I've been experimenting with lately is this thing called a keto diet, which is literally you're having no more than about 20 grams of carbs a day. So it puts your body almost into a state of ketosis. So it doesn't mean you're going to end up flat on the floor. But
what do you mean by ketosis?
So ketosis is where literally your liver goes, hang on a minute, there are no carbs. All you're feeding me is proteins and fat, so I actually have to start breaking down my fat cells. So it's a perfect weight loss program.
I'm really curious now. Why are you doing this?
Because I've just seen so many people, and this is what really fires me up and gets me angry, is when they either A, out of ignorance or being given the wrong treatment by their medical doctors or their medical profession because they haven't had the time for them, that I'm really good at putting the pieces of the puzzle together. In other words, being able to identify what the major roadblocks are to their health and then putting them back on track.
But Nada, why are you interested in helping other people? Why are you so interested specifically in this whole area of health and wellness?
Well, I guess it'll probably start with my own family, just being able to turn my whole family's life around with their health and well-being. And so that put me onto something else. I thought, well, if I'm able to help myself and my family, well, then who else can I impact?
And why did you want to help yourself and your family?
Just always had an interest in health. My dad is a GP medical doctor, so I've always been in that sphere. So I've always loved the whole health and well-being aspect. And look, I think the whole health and well-being thing, it's very broad and diverse, but I also get, I guess, a bit flustered when there's a lot of misinformation out there. You know, the wrong advice is being given.
But how do we know when we're getting the right advice?
Well, I guess that comes down to trust, I guess, and looking for the right authorities, people that actually practice what they preach.
And what would you say would be some of the attributes that we need to look for to build that trust and build and find those people that we can trust and then they can speak into our lives and for us to change? How can we find those people?
Well, it does require a lot of work, a lot of background sort of homework, but essentially look at their work, look at, you know, are they an embodiment of health? Are they just purely just on a lecture circuit? Are they there to sell books? Or are they, you know, practicing what they preach? And essentially what you've got to do is just get all that information together and sift through it. It does take time.
Mm.
Yeah.
So Nader, what are you currently doing now? What's your mission to the world?
Sure. So because I've had such a passion the last 20 years of getting people better and from a whole body perspective, I want to venture out and really impact on the corporate sector. The reason being, I just came across this staggering statistic, which is that 3/4 of Australians are actually disengaged or not even connected at work. I mean, that's a staggering 75% of people.
Are disconnected.
Disconnected. In other words, they're doing the bare minimum they have to do at work just to retain their job. And I thought, okay, well, is this just in the last couple of years? And the Gallup study actually proves in the last decade, there's been absolutely no improvement. In other words, can you imagine that 75% of workers are not making any real contribution to work? That's staggering.
And it's not changing.
It's not changing. And it's like they said, we're in the middle of a crisis right now, guys, in Australia. Now, is it...
Why do you think? Why?
And I'm trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And I've authored a few, little blogs about this. I'm always looking at the underlying health issues as to why maybe people may be demotivated at work. And I've recently published an article on dopamine. And, you know, if you don't have a right lifestyle and your dopamine levels are depressed, you'll actually feel moody. You're not going to be engaged at work. So I'm almost like the doctor behind the doctor and sort of looking at, well, if we're able to correct a few health issues, these people are going to be completely different at work. And I find that fascinating. You know, when you ask people, do you have a problem? They go, no, they're always in denial. So I take it from a different aspect about productivity and well-being.
So you've made a direct link from people that are unhappy and unproductive at work is because of their personal health and well-being. Is that right?
Exactly. It's almost like, you know, Olympians train so hard every 4 years to be up there on the stage on the podium and winning gold medals. Why aren't companies taking the same approach? I mean, they've got employees, they're costing the money,
right,
but they don't have that element of passion about trying to really push their employees. It's almost like, oh, well, they're replaceable. We'll just let someone else in, but that's their company. You know, the word crisis in Chinese actually is two letters, which is danger and opportunity. And I'm always looking at the opportunity in crisis, you know. So what can I do to turn things around? And that's what keeps me up at night, is being able to create that opportunity in crisis.
All right. So I'm watching right now, and let's say I want to turn things around. I want to get healthy. I want to be more happier. And also, I want to be more productive at work.
Sure.
What do I need to do?
So I have a vision and a program that I want to implement in the corporate sector, which is really, I mean, corporates unfortunately don't always buy a healthcare program. It's just the reality. They're only interested really in two things predominantly, which is productivity in the workplace and profitability. So we've got to go in first with the angle, or guys, what are you guys interested? What are your issues that you're dealing with right now? What objectives are you not meeting? Secondly, we need to be able to profile these workers, find out what their core strengths are, because quite often, the reason why people are disengaged is simply whatever their strengths are not being challenged at work. So there's going to be disengagement from day one. So either they need to be retrained or put in a different position. So you've got to start at that element on the human level, right? Then after that, that's when I really want to get into this sort of basically a full health reboot. In other words, give them a 3-month, 90-day challenge to challenge them and sort of say, in 90 days, you're going to feel absolutely amazing.
So what do I have to do? What do I have to do? I want to do the challenge. The people out there want to do the 90-day challenge. What do I need to do?
Well, that's what the program's all about. So,
Can you just give me some insights?
Well, essentially, you always got to start broad and go in. Okay. So start broad. In other words, well, what are you eating? What are you putting in your mouth? Is it compromising your health?
Great.
Having some basic education as a basis is really important.
Okay, so I educate myself.
Yep.
Great. Next.
Some basic stuff is like, how's your sleeping? You know, if you're getting by 3-4 hours, that's going to have a huge impact long term on your health. So we want to get the foundation right.
Great.
Then we can get into specifics. So if someone's still not getting better after, say, 30 days, well, then we want to investigate going, well, you know, do you have a breathing issue? Do you have some
real... But how do I get better?
Well, that's part of our assessment. When we have a team of doctors and professionals that will then happy to follow this up and do whatever tests are required to assess you.
All right. Hey, Nader, it sounds like you got a huge mission, and congratulations. Certainly want to acknowledge you for the difference that you do want to make in 90 days within organisations and individuals, which is great. What do you do to recharge yourself? What do you do to revitalise, to have your health and well-being? What does Nader do?
Yeah, I know it sounds pretty simplistic, but I've got 4 kids at home. And
mate, that is not simplistic. And for people out in the studio and people watching, if you've got 4 kids, that is not simplistic.
Well, in the sense of like, what do I do for my spare time? Just being around them.
Yeah.
Being around children is amazing because you really get to switch off and just see through their eyes what you used to be as a child. And when you start taking life just too serious, it's always good just to sort of think, well, what are my kids doing that's making them just enjoy those little moments in life?
You know? Right, mate, yeah. That's great. And it sounds like you're a great father to your kids. And
trying.
Congratulations. Anyway, yeah. Hey, Nada. I do know you're a very, very busy man, and we really appreciate you coming here to the studio, sharing some of your pearls of wisdom, which is awesome. So thank you so much for coming along. But before you come, we have this part here at the end of each one of our interviews where it's a challenge, and it's called the 10 Questions in 60 Seconds Challenge. Nada, do you accept the challenge?
Let's do it.
All right. Nada, your time starts now. Favourite colour?
Would have to be blue.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Favourite food?
Just a really great salad.
Nice salad, yeah. Favourite celebrity?
Right now, she's in Sydney, it would have to be Adele.
Adele.
She's just raw and she's got that uniqueness about her.
Yeah, she just did a concert, didn't she? Yeah, 100,000 people apparently.
Yeah.
Favourite actor?
Really love Hugh Laurie. Used to play that part in Gregory House, the Doctor, because it's just so unassuming, but he just knows
raw.
It all. You know, I love it.
Yeah, I love it. That's awesome. Favourite professional speaker?
Love Simon Sinek. I think he's just great because he's just down to earth and authentic.
Yeah, and he's done a TED Talk.
Sure.
Favorite book?
I'm really impressed lately with that book that Brené Brown wrote. Someone mentioned another book that I like, the one that she wrote on the power of vulnerability.
Yeah.
In other words, it's okay to be vulnerable, guys. It's let's not try and fight it, because through vulnerability, it's great.
Favorite movie?
The recent one that I saw was called Hacksaw Ridge, about a guy that literally his mission is to save people without actually using a weapon. And the guy basically made it alive. It's a true story. So I urge you all to watch it.
Whoa. Favorite city?
New York. Loved it.
Love it. Favorite drink?
Just a sweet red.
Yes. And favorite pizza topping?
I'd probably say Hawaiian.
Hawaiian. Yeah. And Nada, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
It's being as hectic as is my lifestyle, I'd probably say a polar bear.
A polar bear? Why is that?
Just hibernate for 6 months.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Nada. Nada, thank you so much for joining us here at the Celebrity Authority Show. And we'll see you again really soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks.